ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. విత్ అట్ మోస్ట్ లవ్ అండ్ గ్రాటిట్యూడ్ ఐ ప్లేస్ మై సెల్ఫ్ అట్ ది లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ మై బిలవడ్ స్వామి. రెవర్డ్ ఎల్డర్స్, సిస్టర్స్ అండ్ బ్రదర్స్, సాయిరామ్ అండ్ ఆనర్ గ్రీటింగ్స్ టు వన్ అండ్ ఆల్. ఆఫన్ వీ హర్డ్ అబౌట్ the seven wonders of the world, but the real wonder of all wonders is the fact that Bhagwan is getting extraordinary things from ordinary people like us. Onam 2015 is another example to this fact. Once again, it is proved that the long 6 days program in the Divine Presence proved that Swami alone is the doer and we are absolutely nothing. Once a devotee asked Bhagwan, "Swami, you are doing everything and why you are giving the credit to us?" Bhagwan beautifully replied, "That is also part of my love." With the grace of beloved Bhagwan, Kerala Satya Sai Seva Organization and Satya Sai Trust Kerala are marching ahead with more enthusiasm and more urge to do Sai Seva. Some of the unique aspects of Sai activities in Kerala include: last 13 years the organization conducted essay competition for students. This year this was conducted in the month of July and August, and the topics were: for high school students it was Love All Serve All, for the higher secondary and senior secondary school it was Mother and Motherland, and for the college students it was the need for ethics in social life. With the grace of Bhagwan, 24,700 students from more than 1,000 educational institutions in Kerala participated in this essay competition conducted in July, August. Another important aspect of our work in the recent days is the new national initiatives that are being conducted by all the states in India. One of this is Sri Satya Sai Rural Vocational Training Center. This was started 1 year before in Palakkad with about 18 trainees, and the first batch was over. For the second batch we had 97 applicants from the youth of village, and now the panchayats nearby are requesting Satya Sai organization to start such centers in those panchayats also. Another important aspect of our work, another new national initiative, is Sri Satya Sai Disaster Management Program. Actually, this is evolved for village youth and our Sevadal members. But what is happening now is, by seeing this activity, district collector of Kannur requested the organization to conduct this program for all the village officers, all the panchayat officers under him. And again, this was conducted by district collector of Calicut for all the government officials coming under the Calicut district. Now, the NCC headquarters requested the organization to conduct this program for about 700 NCC cadets selected from 7 out of 14 districts in Kerala. In January 2015, around 50 media persons, their second Parthiyatra, 50 media persons visited Prashant Nilayam. They visited a number of institutions here. There were sessions for them. And in the concluding session, their concluding comment was this: seeing is believing. There is a great difference between what we heard and what we saw. After returning to Kerala, they published articles about Bhagwan, Bhagwan's messages, Sai activities and Sai institutions in various newspapers in Kerala. Regarding today afternoon program, Bhagwan has blessed an eminent educationist to address us today afternoon. Padma Shri Dr. Madhav Menon is the Chancellor of Guru Ghazidas University. He is also appointed recently by the President of India as the Chancellor of National University of Educational Planning and Administration. This speech will be followed by an award-giving ceremony, namely, winners of Essay Competition 2015 and winners of Bhajan Mahotsav that was conducted last month for the Balavikas children. And after that, two of the winners of Essay Competition will be addressing us very briefly. And there will be a drama, Navavida Bhakti, by the students of Sri Satya Sai Vidyapeeth, Sri Shailam. Prayerfully I seek divine permission to conclude my words by quoting a beautiful mission statement of Swami Vivekananda. One Swami Vivekananda said, "If I can reveal a glimpse of the glory of my master, I will say that my life is not in vain." On this auspicious occasion of Onam, our prayer to our beloved Bhagwan is this: to bless all of us, to reveal the divine glory, to reveal the divine Mahima through each and every thought, word and deed. Jai Sai Ram. Prayerfully, I request Dr. Madhav Menon sir to address us.
Sri Sai Ram, I bring you greetings for this year's Onam celebrations being done by the Sai Bhaktas from Kerala in this Prashanti Nilayam. I consider it my good fortune to have been asked to come this evening and participate in this Punya Bhumi, in Onam celebrations. I have had the privilege of visiting this place twice before and get to know about the activities in the service of mankind that Bhagavan had initiated from Puttaparthi around the world. I must thank the trust organizers and the people who have given me this occasion, I must tell you as to what Onam signifies to Malayalis around the world. People living in Kerala, belonging to all religions, castes, irrespective of their status, they celebrate this occasion, spreading the word of compassion, of brotherhood, of fraternity, and all other good values for which Indian civilization stands for the last 2000 years and more. I was thinking while coming to this place this morning as to why Satya Sai has asked the disciples to celebrate all these religious festivities in this holy land. It is something of a wonder to people outside India as to how people in India, 125 crores of people, we have to remember ourselves that one out of every five human being on planet Earth belongs to India. How this diversity coexists? What is the secret of such peace and harmony among so much of diversity, poverty, affluence, religious diversity, linguistic diversity, diversity in habits, in outlook? We seem to be one and we seem to respect each other and thrive in this land for 2000 years. What a civilization! How could it happen? In fact, some professors had asked me as to how come in India things could coexist despite all these diversities. Because if you go to Europe, you will find the dominant religion is Christianity. They all speak in English in England, or in Germany. So there is uniformity among the people. Even then they find it difficult to be able to love each other and live without disharmony. But when it comes to India, we find so much of diversity, poverty and affluence coexisting, different caste hierarchies coexisting, different religions coexisting, food habits. What is the secret of this, people have asked me. I think it is to signify or reveal to us the secret that Bhagavan had thought about inviting his disciples belonging to different religions, groups, regions to come and celebrate their religious festivities here, so that we remind ourselves about our oneness, which has secured India, as I heard while you were giving the earlier bhajan, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavandu, a slogan which is the key word for United Nations. A slogan which is the secret of all human civilization, but something which has gone from India, where we want everybody's welfare and not only ours. We are not in competition with others. We want to share. We want to grow together despite our differences. Now that sort of a ethos, that sort of a culture, which we are proud to be owners of, is to be constantly reminded in today's world, which is driven by strife, by conflicts, by violence, and so many other things which we read every day all over the world. Therefore, Onam is significant for that fraternity among the Keralites, irrespective of their religious beliefs, irrespective of their economic status or their caste differences or political or other differences. In occasion of Onam, You have to see to believe as to how they share with Muslims or Christians or whomsoever. I think this is something which Baba has also taught us, that love everyone, be of service to everyone, you will have attained enlightenment, self-realization, love, happiness. What ultimately is the object of life? Your needs are to be satisfied, that's good. But beyond that, if you try to aggrandize to yourself and deny to other people which is just legitimately due to them, what you are doing is not service, but you are doing what is called exploitation. Friends, I believe this is the philosophy of the Indian Constitution also. Those of you who have read the preamble to the Indian Constitution will recall that we are wanting to build a society where equality of status and opportunity, liberty of thought, belief, worship, fraternity among individuals, assuring the dignity of the individual and the unity of the nation, we give to ourselves this constitution. If you read deeper into it and try to relate it to our freedom movement, again, something which we have won, unique in the world, out of tolerance, out of ahimsa, not using violence or bloody revolution, how we have won our freedom against the mighty British Empire, unique for the civilization. So please, on this occasion, when we remember Baba and his contribution for a better life in this world, think about our traditions, our 2000 years of history, our constitutional promise, and what we need to do in terms of service to mankind within our limitations, and thereby achieve what all humankind are seeking to achieve, that is peace, harmony, and happiness. I had just two more thoughts to share with you. One is relating to my encounters with Baba. I happened to go to United States in 1973-74 and visited one of the universities, Wisconsin University. While looking at the books and the periodicals in the library of Wisconsin University, I was pleasantly surprised to see two almirahs full of books on Satya Sai Baba. These are some of them thoughts of Baba himself, and many books are written by all people from all over the world about their experiences and their perceptions of Bhagavan and his activities in India. I didn't know at that time much about Satya Sai Baba, but I felt so proud that I come from the same land where Baba lives and does these things. On return to India, I had a longing to visit Puttaparthi and have darshan of Baba. The occasion did not come till the time when I got an assignment as a vice chancellor of a university in Bangalore. And I read in the papers that Baba is spending some time in Whitefield. So myself and my wife, we went to Whitefield and we found a sea of humanity, and there was no place even to sit there, and I got some place way behind. When Baba gave the darshan, he was going through in different routes but did not come anywhere near we were sitting. So apart from a distant darshan, I could not have any other experience at that occasion, but which gave me a feeling that I should come again. And that occasion came very soon when I got a formal invitation in one of the university functions here, where I had occasion to come with Justice P.N. Bhagavathy, who was our chancellor, and had a very close interaction and have food here along with the students, where Baba was going round and interacting with people, asking them whether they need something or the other, is a memorable event in my life. Thereafter, I had occasion to come with Justice Krishnayar when he visited Baba, and that was a time when I really wanted to have blessings of Baba, which I received in great measure. Friends, the experience of each one of us in our meeting with Baba, even if we have not exchanged words, but his very presence and some communication at the level of conscience, at the level of something which we cannot realize, make us realize that we have duties to perform, that we have obligations to discharge, and they have to follow certain moral values, etc., etc., which I don't have to share more with you. But this is something which has inspired, as we heard from the president of the Kerala unit, telling you as to how different organizations, government, private, outside, society, are seeking to share the expertise and the experiences which Baba had given us in plenty, in order to make life a better life in whatever location they are placed. My last submission to you is, I am a teacher. I have been teaching now for 56 years. Started teaching in 1959. And I came across at the time when I visited here the concept of educare, where Swami Vivekananda once said that education is a man-making experience, to be brought out something which is latent in every human being. That value base of education, all education is everywhere, we're struggling, whether it is school education or college education, as to how to inculcate that man-making values as part of the educational experience of every child. We didn't succeed. Baba's concept in educare is really something to be analyzed and adapted in whatever way possible at different stages of education. You know, the concept in Western education is competition. The Western concept of development is competition, market-based. You find your other people as your competitors or your enemies, and you should be competing with them with a killing instinct, as it is called in sports language. Whereas in educare, I understand it is competition amongst yourself, within yourself. Am I growing in my intellectual or other capacities from today, 2 days hence? Am I growing 2 inches high? I remember what Baba said when this university was open to his students, and that is worth remembering. This is what Baba said: "This institute has not been established just to prepare you for earning degrees. The main purpose is to help you to cultivate self-knowledge and self-confidence. Our hope is that by your lives, you will be shining examples of spiritual awareness and its beneficial consequences to the individual and society." To be able to do that, he cultivated the spirit of cooperation. Cooperation among teachers, among parents, among elders, among children, at all stages of their educational shaping. And this has been modeled into the concept of educare, which I understand is being practiced in Prashanthi Nilayam educational institutions and others which follow this model. I have tried in small way in the universities with which I am associated as to how far this could be incorporated in the curriculum, to the extent that the difficulty is with teachers, because if the teachers are not convinced of that and are not practicing it as role models, it's very difficult to transmit it to the students. Where are the role models today? So we need emphasis on teachers on how educare has to be worked out. I suppose the National University of Educational Planning and Administration, with which I am now associated. I took up this assignment only 2 months back. That is concerned with the planning of education at all levels in India, which is a central university. I will talk with the Vice Chancellor and the faculty of those that institution as to how, because they are concerned with teacher education. They are concerned with curriculum planning. And if they could imbibe this idea and adapt it to their requirements, we will have developed the type of education which will hopefully make life better in our society, and our people will acquire what Baba had envisaged at the time when this university was started here. I conclude with a quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi said that what is that which is leading to destruction of all cherished values and things in our life? He said, things that will destroy us are politics without principle, pursuit of pleasure without conscience, acquisition of wealth without putting in work, knowledge without character, business without morality, science without humanity, and worship without sacrifice. Worship without sacrifice. Ladies and gentlemen, we must be prepared to do that element of sacrifice to be able to be true disciples of Bhagavan Satya Sai Baba. Thank you for your patience.
Om Shri Sai Ram, extremely happy to inform you the result of the essay competition conducted in August 2015. At the high school level, the topic was Lavol Serval, and the student who got the first prize, Kumari Kasturi Shah from Trivandrum district. At the higher secondary level, the topic was Mother and Motherland, and the first prize got Kumari Anita Tajuddin Jia of Palakkad district. At the college level, the topic was Need of Social Ethics and Morality, and Sheetal MZ of Kozhikode district came to the first level. In the Divine Presence, we request most respected Sri Ratnagar Sir, Member Sri Satya Sai Central Trust, to award Sri Satya Sai gold medals to these winners. Jai Sai Ram. Lahore Sheikh Nagar, sir, to award the trophies to the winners of Sri Satya Sai Bhajan Mahotsav conducted for Balaviga students. Group 1, boy, Vaishak R. from Palakkad district. Group 2, Sai Krishnan from Ernakulam district. Group 3, Satyajit SS from Wayanad district. From girls' side, Group 1, Shreya Babu of Prithu district. Group 2, Gauri Krishna from Trivandrum district. Again from Group 2, Sai Shruti of Trivandrum district. Group 3, Vishnu Bhadra from Wayanad district. Thank you, sir. Now we request Anida Tajuddin and Sheetal MC to make brief addresses to us. Sairam.
My humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and Sai Ram to all of you. A very special good afternoon to all devotees. Firstly, a very happy Onam to all those who are celebrating. It gives me immense pleasure to be standing here as one among you. Not even in my wildest fantasies has this occurred to me. I consider this my biggest achievement till date, and it makes me extremely proud to be a Malayali. This is what the great Indian culture teaches us, to stay united through all kinds of diversities as we bond close to each other under the same roof. Despite of being someone who does not belong to the Hindu community, I feel completely at home and accepted here. I feel the ambience and feel of this sacred land is unquestionably divine. It gives me the realization that worship is like art. It comes out of undying passion and belief. Faith is what drives us, and it gives us the promise for a better tomorrow. My topic for the essay was mother and motherland. According to Bharatiya philosophy, there exists five mothers who have to be respected and taken care of. They are Deha Mata, Desha Mata, Bhu Mata, Veda Mata, and Go Mata. Amma, the very first word uttered by a baby. Possibly because somewhere deep down, it knows that the life that fills within itself comes from the eternal love, sacrifices, and pain of its mother. The purest of pure words, mother. Born in the lap of Bharat Mata herself, we Indians consider mother to be a goddess. So unconditional is her love. The holy Bharat Mata, much like our own mother, suffer numerous hardships. She only desires for her children, we Indians, to reciprocate the kind of affection just like our own mother. And that is exactly what today's generation fails to do. Today, let us make it a point to tell our mother that what they truly mean to us and pledge our devotion to the beautiful land of Bharat. Before I conclude, I would like to thank Sri Sathya Sai Seva Organization for providing me with such a wonderful platform to prove myself. Thank you to all coordinators and authorities for taking my efforts into consideration. Secondly, I would like to thank my school, Kanike Mata Convent School for Girls, Palakkad, for molding me up, and my most respected teachers, without whose belief I wouldn't have made it. Thank God for making me capable of all this and standing by through all kinds of adversities. But most importantly, I would like to thank my parents, especially my mother, for believing in me at times when I myself had lost all hopes. Thank you all. Hope you all are having as good a time as I am.
ശ്രീസായിറാം ഭഗവത് പാദാരവിന്ദങ്ങളിൽ ശതകോടി പ്രണാമങ്ങൾ. ആദരണീയരായ ഗുരുജനങ്ങളെ, പ്രിയ സഹോദരി സഹോദരന്മാരെ, ഇന്ന് തിരുവോണനാൾ. ആണ്ടിലൊരിക്കൽ മഹാബലി ചക്രവർത്തി കേരളത്തിൽ തന്റെ പ്രജകളെ സന്ദർശിക്കാനെത്തുന്ന ദിവസം. എന്റെ അഭിപ്രായത്തിൽ മഹാബലി ചക്രവർത്തി ആദ്യം എത്തുന്നത് ഇവിടെയായിരിക്കും, ഈ പ്രശാന്തി നിലയത്തിൽ. എന്തുകൊണ്ടെന്നാൽ ഇവിടെയാണ് യഥാർത്ഥ ഓണം. മാനവരെല്ലാവരും ഇവിടെ ഒന്നുപോലെ ജാതിഭേദങ്ങളില്ലാതെ ഒത്തുചേർന്ന ഈ ഭഗവത് സന്നിധിയിൽ സാമൂഹ്യ നീതിയുടെയും സദാചാരത്തിന്റെയും ആവശ്യകത എന്നതായിരുന്നു എന്റെ എസ് ഐ ടോപ്പിക്. ഭഗവത് ഇച്ഛയാൽ ഈ വിഷയത്തിൽ സംസാരിക്കുവാൻ എനിക്കൊരു അവസരം ലഭിച്ചിരിക്കുന്നു. ആധ്യാത്മികതയിൽ അധിഷ്ഠിതമായ ഒരു മഹത്തായ സംസ്കാരത്താൽ അനുഗ്രഹീതമാണ് ഭാരതം. വേദങ്ങളും ഇതിഹാസങ്ങളും പൌരാണിക ഋഷിമാരും ദാർശനികരും നമ്മെ പഠിപ്പിച്ചത് സാമൂഹ്യ നീതിയിൽ അധിഷ്ഠിതമായ സദാചാര ബോധത്തോടു കൂടിയുള്ള ഒരു ജീവിത ശൈലിയാണ്. അവർ കൊളുത്തിവെച്ച വഴിവിളക്കുകളാണ് പഞ്ചമൂല്യങ്ങൾ: സത്യം, ധർമ്മം, ശാന്തി, പ്രേമം, അഹിംസ എന്നിവ. പക്ഷേ മൂല്യങ്ങൾ നഷ്ടപ്പെടുന്ന ഒരു സമൂഹത്തിലാണ് നാം ഇന്ന് ജീവിക്കുന്നത്. സ്വാമി പറയുന്നു, നമ്മുടെ സമൂഹത്തെ ഗ്രസിച്ചിട്ടുള്ള തിന്മകളാണ് ആദർശമില്ലാത്ത രാഷ്ട്രീയം, സ്വഭാവ മഹിമ നൽകാത്ത വിദ്യാഭ്യാസം, മനുഷ്യത്വമില്ലാത്ത ശാസ്ത്രം, സത്യനിഷ്ഠയില്ലാത്ത വാണിജ്യം, നീതിയില്ലാത്ത ഭരണം, പ്രായോഗികമല്ലാത്ത അറിവ്, ത്യാഗഭാവമില്ലാത്ത ദേശസ്നേഹം, സ്നേഹമില്ലാത്ത മതങ്ങൾ എന്നിവ. ഇവ ഉപയോഗശൂന്യമാണെന്ന് മാത്രമല്ല അത്യന്തം അപകടകാരികൾ തന്നെയാണ്. ഈ സാഹചര്യത്തിൽ മൂല്യബോധനമാണ് സമൂഹത്തിന്റെ ആവശ്യകത. വ്യക്തികളിൽ മൂല്യങ്ങൾ വളർത്തിയെടുത്ത് അവരെ സാമൂഹ്യ നീതിയുടെ ഭാഗമാക്കേണ്ടിയിരിക്കുന്നു. നന്മയുടെ വെളിച്ചം കൊളുത്തി തുടങ്ങേണ്ടത് ഓരോ വ്യക്തിയിൽ നിന്നുമാണ്. വ്യക്തികളിൽ തുടങ്ങി കുടുംബങ്ങളിലൂടെ സമൂഹത്തിലേക്ക് ഈ പരിവർത്തനം എത്തേണ്ടിയിരിക്കുന്നു. മഹാനായ ചിത്രകാരൻ മൈക്കെലാഞ്ചലോയുടെ കഥ ഞാൻ ഓർമ്മിക്കുകയാണ്. മഷി പടർന്ന് കേടുവന്ന തൂവാലയുമായി കരഞ്ഞുകൊണ്ടിരിക്കുന്ന കുട്ടിയെ ആശ്വസിപ്പിക്കുന്നതിനായി അദ്ദേഹം മഷിക്കറയെ മനോഹരമായൊരു ചിത്രമാക്കി മാറ്റി. അപ്രകാരം ഭഗവാൻ നമ്മുടെ അപാകതകളെ തിരുത്തി അവിടുത്തെ പാദപത്മങ്ങളിൽ നമ്മെ ചേർക്കട്ടെ എന്ന് നമുക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാം. ജയ് സായിറാം.
humble pranams at the lotus feet of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. We, the members of Sri Satya Sai Vidyapeeth, Sri Shailam, are glad to be here at Prashanthi Nilayam on this auspicious day of Thiruvonam. Sri Satya Sai Vidyapeeth is a residential senior higher secondary school having classes from LKG to 12th standard and is situated on a beautiful hillock called Sri Shailam at Nandi in the Kozhikode district of Kerala. The name Sri Shailam was given by the great poet Rabindranath Tagore. This school was started in the year 1974. The foundation stone for the new building was laid by Bhagavan Baba on 30th May 1976. With the blessings of Bhagavan Baba, Sri Shailam students are fortunate to present a play titled Navadha Bhakti on this sacred day of Thiruvonam. Bhakti is considered the noblest path to attain divine bliss in this Kali Yuga. This play is a dramatic treatment of the nine modes of bhakti as given in the Srimad Bhagavata.
Tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidyushavahai. Om shanti shanti shantihi.
disciples, I am delighted to see all of you on this auspicious day. Let Bhagavan shower his blessings on all of you. Dear children, compose yourselves and never get overexcited or desperate in the changing phases of life. Be in a state of equanimity.
Guru, we do remember your words of wisdom. Tell us how bhakti can help one to experience the grace of God.
Listen, children, bhakti yoga is one of the noblest paths to reach God. In the Srimad Bhagavata and Vishnu Purana, it is told there are 9 modes of bhakti known as Navavitha Bhakti or Navadha Bhakti.
Guru, tell us about these 9 paths of devotion.
Dear children, listen to me.
Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyamatma Nivedanam.
Dear children, a devotee can practice any method of bhakti which suits him best and can attain divine illumination. There are sages, ordinary people, and persons from different walks of life who have experienced divine grace through bhakti marga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Glory to Thee, O Lord of the Universe. Among the 9-fold paths of bhakti, the first one is Sravana. Sravana means hearing God's leelas, glories and stories connected with His divine name and form. Let us see how Parikshit attained liberation.
Rajguru, tell me how I can overcome this crisis.
I know you are really disturbed. Shamika Muni's son Sringi cursed you because you put the corpse of a snake round the neck of Shamika Muni.
I should not have done such an unpardonable mistake. I insulted a great Maharshi. One has to experience the result of one's own karma.
Oh, a curse that takes away one's life. I can't bear it. A king will die of the bite of serpent Takshaga on the 7th day. Rajaguru, what solution can you suggest?
Maharaj, you are the embodiment of all virtues. Only way out is listening to the leelas of Sri Krishna. Listen to the glorious story of Bhagavan Narayana. Devote yourself to God, and in bliss, you will reach heaven.
This is the noblest act a bhakta can do. Death is inevitable. I hope I can conquer death by dedicating myself at the feet of Lord Vasudeva.
What a powerful curse. Our Maharaj died of serpent bite. How can curse be so dangerous?
When sages pronounce their curse, none can escape it. We have lost a great emperor who left his mortal frame and attained moksha.
What a miracle! Our emperor is fortunate in overcoming the curse. He has become victorious by embracing heaven. He reads the heavenly abode after listening to Bhagavata Saptaha.
Dear students, the second path is Kirtana, singing of God's glories. The devotee is thrilled with divine emotion. He sings and dances in ecstasy. Let us meet such a great sage, Narada Maharshi.
Japat, japat, Hari Namam. Japat, japat, Hari Namam. Japat, japat, Hari Namam. Manja, japat, japat, Hari Namam. Manja, japat, japat, Hari Namam. Manja, japat, japat, Hari Namam.
Oh, what a surprise! Welcome, Narada Maharshi. What news have you brought?
Oh Lord, wisdom of all the worlds, there is no news unreachable to you. You are the source of all knowledge. I am only a servant engaged in singing in praise of your glory and travel all the three worlds. Singing the glory of Bhagwan is the noblest way to attain bhakti.
Japat, japat, Hari Namam. Japat, japat, Hari Namam.
Dear disciples, Smarana is remembrance of the Lord at all times. This is unbroken memory of the name and form of God. The mind is ever engrossed in thinking of the glorious Lord. Let us meet such a bhakta, Prahlada, in the palace of Hiranyakashipu.
God, I am the God. There is no other God. People all over the world should worship me, no one else. If anyone dares to disobey me, he will be burnt alive. You are my flesh and blood. Why can't you worship me?
Father, you are only a king. God is the custodian of the universe, creator, destroyer, preserver. We are just instruments in God's hands.
Stop this nonsense. Who is this Narayana? Tell me, where is he?
Pidashri, the whole world is permeated with the presence of Narayana. He is present inside me, inside you, on land, in water, in this pillar, and everywhere.
Is your Narayana present in this pillar?
Father, in this pillar too.
I want to see your Narayana. Where is he? I will strike him and send him to the world of Yama.
Dear children, the fourth mode of bhakti is Pada Sevana, which means attaining perfection by worshipping the Lord's lotus feet. Pada Sevanam helps one advance in spiritual life very quickly. See how Lakshmi Devi is intensely serving the feet of the Lord.
Devi, you are always engaged in offering flowers at my feet. How carefully you do it, even when I am asleep.
Bhagavan, my happiness lies in engaging in this devoted task of worshipping your holy feet.
Your devotion and Pada Sevana make me greatly satisfied. Pada Sevana is service of the whole humanity at large. Service of the world is service of the Lord. The whole world resides at the lotus feet of God. Pada Sevana is just like watering the roots of trees.
Dear children, next mode of bhakti is Archana, worship of the Lord. Worship can be done either through an image or a picture or even a mental form. The purpose of worship is to please the Lord, to purify the heart through surrender to God. Let us meet Bharata and Sri Rama at Chitrakoot.
Oh, my brother, Ayodhya has lost its emperor. Our father, you too have left us all, and Ayodhya now remains unguarded without an emperor. Come, brother, come to Ayodhya and rule the kingdom.
Dear brother, compose yourself and don't get disturbed. It is our duty to fulfill the wishes of our father. Brother, go back to Ayodhya and look after the kingdom.
No, how can I go without you? I will sit at your feet till my death in this heart of this sacred forest.
Have control over your emotions, your love, simplicity and honesty. I understand, but don't forget your responsibility. I can come only after 14 years of Vanvasa.
I can't think of Ayodhya without you. Oh, brother, I'll be pleased if you wear these sandals for a moment and give them back to me. I shall keep the sacred sandals on the throne and worship till you come back.
Let it be so.
Dear children, sixth pathway to bhakti is vandana. It is prayer and prostration. Humble prostration, touching the earth with the eight limbs of the body, sashtanga namaskara, with faith and reverence before a form of God. Kamsa, the cruel king, wanted to bring Sri Krishna to his palace and deceive him. Akrura, the devotee of Vasudeva, was assigned the task of bringing Sri Krishna to Kamsa's palace. Let us see Akrura in divine ecstasy.
Vasudeva, I am indeed delighted to undertake this mission. This is a rare opportunity for me to meet my Lord and receive His blessings. What a wonderful place Ambadi is. Here, I could see the holy footprints of my Lord Vasudeva. This land is purified with the divine touch of Vasudeva. On this sacred land, let me pray and make Sashtanga Namaskara. Oh Vasudeva, bless me, my Lord.
Get up, Akrura. I am very pleased to meet you. My blessings on you.
Dear children, next mode of bhakti is Dasya Bhava, dedicating oneself to God with the mind of a servant without expecting anything in return. The finest example is Hanuman, who can truly be called the servant of God. Let us see the Dasya Bhava in him. Hanuman reaches Ayodhya to meet Sri Rama after the victorious battle in Lanka.
Hanuman, I admire your dedicated service. Your good deeds have enabled us to become victorious.
Prabhu, it is your name and form inspired to do all this. I am your servant.
You are the friend of my soul. I am the servant of my devotees. I am glad to have a friend like you.
Prabhu, how can you speak like this? I am your servant. Prabhu, bless me. I forget myself when I do seva to you. Let me live in this joyous act of serving you.
Shri Rama 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 Shri Rama Chandra Jaya. Shri Rama 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 Shri Rama Bhadra Jaya. Shri Rama 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 Sita Bhirama Rama. Shri Rama 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 Loka Bhirama Jaya.
Dear disciples, the eighth mode of bhakti is Sakya Bhava, It is the cultivation of friend sentiment with God. To be always with the Lord, to treat Him as one's own dear relative or a friend belonging to one's own family, to be in His company at all times, to love Him as one's own self is Sakya Bhava. Let us meet Krishna and Arjuna in Dwaraka.
Arjuna, how come you're here at this moment?
No, I have come first and I need your help.
Oh, you too have come, but I saw Arjuna first. What made you come here?
Great Master, you know what is going to happen. War has become inevitable. We want your help.
Oh, Arjuna, what can I give you? I have two things. I have a large army called Narayana Sena. If you want it, you can take it. Or do you want me alone? Unarmed, doing nothing. Partha, think it over.
I want only your presence, Master.
I want the army.
Take it, Duryodhana.
Vasudeva's army will surely bring success in the war.
Partha, what a foolish person you are. Why didn't you ask for the army instead of my unarmed presence?
Oh, Vasudeva, your presence is enough to attain success. I know you well. You are my intimate friend. Don't try to fool me by this query. This Sakya, I am sure, will win in the end.
Dear children, the last of the Bhakti Marga is Atmanivedana, self-surrender. The devotee offers everything to God, including his body, mind and soul. He keeps nothing for himself. He loses even his own self. Let us meet Mahabali, the great emperor, who is well known for his generosity.
Om Janana Jektarajam brahmanam brahmanaspata anasrannanno devesedasadana.
Oh beautiful boy, I am really honored you have come on this day of my Ashwamedha Yajna. Today happens to be the day I give away my arms to any person. I will give you anything you want.
All I need is a little bit of land, just 3 feet of land.
Oh, you have come with a simple request. I shall definitely grant it.
Don't do it, Maharaj. This boy is none other than Lord Vishnu in disguise. If you give him what he wants, all will be lost.
Oh Lord Vishnu, you have come to ask something from me. Tell me, O Lord, I will give you anything.
Maharaj, only 3 steps of land measured by my feet.
Oh Lord, take it.
great king, you promised me 3 steps. I have measured the earth and skies in 2 steps. Where shall I keep my 3rd step?
I am not someone who breaks my promise. I offer my head as your 3rd step. My Lord, bless me with your divine foot.
Maharaj, I am pleased with your bhakti. You are the embodiment of Atma Nivedana. I am sending you to a divine world known as Sutala, which is unreachable even to gods.
Dear disciples, these are the 9 modes of bhakti, the ways in which a devotee attains the supreme ideal of life. A devotee can take up any of these paths and reach the highest state. The path of bhakti is the easiest of all and is not very much against the nature of human inclinations. Bhakti slowly and gradually takes the individual to supreme bliss.
Samasta lokah sughino bhavantu. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Shankara Sai Parthi Vihara Parajagadisha Kavirama Murugunnu Nintirunamam Nityananda Paramananda Sugham Bhakta Nityananda Paramananda Sugham Karupa Sri Shankara Sai Parthi Vihara Hara Jagadisha Bandhava Karunamayane Sai Vasridhar Kavalamba Megunnu Nee Jagat Bandhava Karunamayane Sai Vasridhar Kavalamba Megunnu Nee Nintiru
തുടിയിലുയരും ജീവനാദം നിൻ തിരുതുടിയിലുയരും ജീവനാദം മാനവർക്കഭയ സംഗീതം ഓംകാരൂപ ശ്രീ ശങ്കര സായി പ്രതിവിഹാര ഹര ജഗദീശ ശിവസായി കീർത്തനങ്ങൾ നമിക്കുന്നു ലോകം നിൻ തിരുമുൻപിൽ ജപിക്കുന്നു ഞങ്ങൾ ശിവസായി കീർത്തനങ്ങൾ നമിക്കുന്നു ലോകം നിൻ തിരുമുൻപിൽ സത്യസായീശ്വര ഞങ്ങൾ ജാതി ഭേദമില്ലാതെ സത്യസായീശ്വര ഞങ്ങൾ ജാതി ഭേദമില്ലാതെ കേഴുന്നു വീണ്ടും നിത്യസായി ദർശന പുണ്യത്തിനായി സായി നാഥായ നമോ നമ സായി കൃഷ്ണായ നമോ നമ സായി രാമായ നമോ നമ സായി ബാബായ നമോ നമ സായി നാഥായ നമോ നമ സായി കൃഷ്ണായ നമോ നമ സായി രാമായ നമോ നമ സായി ബാബായ നമോ നമ സായി നാഥായ നമോ നമ സായി കൃഷ്ണായ നമോ നമ സായി രാമായ നമോ നമ സായി ബാബായ നമോ നമ സായി ബാബായ നമോ നമ സായി ബാബായ നമോ നമ സായി ബാബായ നമോ നമ
സായീശ്വരായ വിദ്മഹേ സത്യദേവായ ധീമഹേ തന്നെ സർവ പ്രചോദയാത് സായീശ്വരായ വിദ്മഹേ സത്യദേവായ ധീമഹേ തന്നെ സർവ പ്രചോദയാത് സായീശ്വരായ വിദ്മഹേ സത്യദേവായ ധീമഹേ തന്നെ സർവ പ്രചോദയാത് ശാന്തി ശാന്തി ശാന്തിഹി
We know pray to our most beloved Bhagavan to bless all of us with his divine discourse. Sai Ram.
Lokamulo aneka mandi aneka vidhamaina sadhanalu salukutunnaru.
In this world many undertake several spiritual endeavors.
Ee sadhanalu anni kudanu manasika yokka vikaramana kalutai తృప్తిని అందించినవి.
ఆల్ ది స్పిరిచువల్ పార్ట్స్ విల్ గివ్ అస్ సైకలాజికల్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్.
కానీ నిజమైన తృప్తిని అందించినది నేను నేను నేను
In fact, the real satisfaction you get by using this word I.
Bhagavat tattvani gurtinchukonalenatundi prati manavudu kudanu aneka vidhamulainatundi perlato roopamulato aaradhana salutunnaru.
Many who cannot understand the reality and the significance of the divinity give names and forms to God.
Brahmandam antata prabalachundedi tanaku ఆలయమున మర్చన అలవేయున.
The God is universal, all pervading. Can you limit him in a temple?
కోటి సూర్యుల కాంతి మేటి కలిగిన తనకు ప్రమిద దీపమునే వారు పట్టగలరు.
When God has got the effulgence and brilliance of 1 crore of suns, can you hold a lamp in front of him?
అజహరాదులకైనా అందని తనకును ఏ రూపునియుగన ఎవరి తరము.
When Brahman, the creator, himself cannot comprehend the divinity, what form can you give him?
సర్వ జలములయందు సంచరించేది తనకు సరైన పేరు సాధ్యమగున.
When God dwells in all of the beings, what name can you give him?
బ్రహ్మాండమంతయు బొజ్జలోనున్నట్టి బచ్చభోజ్యము తనకు పెట్టదగున.
When the entire universe lies there in his belly, can you feed him with any
food? Ramakrishna yanuchu.
We just give them the names Rama and Krishna.
Prakrutamaina, anityamaina, ashashvatamaina, ee jagattunandu ee vidhamainatu peru pettukoni bhagavantuni aaradhanalu saluptunnaru.
In this world, which is fleeting, temporary and ephemeral, we worship God in different names and forms.
Prema swarupulara,
embodiments of love.
Bhagavantuni yokka peru nitya satyamainatundi peru aham aham.
The name in reality which is eternal is aham.
Nenu aneetundi padame prathama peru.
Nenu, I, is the first name of God.
Anduvalane naalugu upanishattulu kodanu aham brahmasmi.
And hence Upanishad declared, I am God.
Prajnanam Brahma.
I am Prajnana.
Aham Atma Brahma.
I am the soul, the Brahman.
Tattvam Asi.
Tattvam Asi. That the what?
Vedamunandu Mahavakyamulaga prakatinchavachindi.
These are the main dicta of Veda.
Kanuka Vedavakyam kudanu ekoham bahusyam.
The declaration of Veda is, one manifests into many.
Ekam sat vipra bahudha vadanti.
The Veda also declared the one reality is interpreted
vakkate
and experienced in different
ekam
ways. Reality is the only one.
Ah, vakkate aham.
That ultimate reality is aham.
Ee aham nuku aneka vidhamainatundi roopanamamunu kalpinchi manavudu tripti nunduchunnadu.
Different names and forms have been attributed to the divine for worship.
కనుక మానవుని తృప్తి నిమిత్తమై ఈ మనస్సు అనేక రకములైనటువంటి యొక్క ఆటలు ఆడుతూ ఉన్నది.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ టు కన్ఫర్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ టు ద హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ వీ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ ఇట్స్ ఆల్ ది గేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్.
ఎవరి తరము కాదు.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇంపాసిబుల్ ఫర్ ఎనీబడీ టు సెట్ ద మైండ్ రైట్.
చీమలో దోమలో అన్ని ప్రదేశముల పైన వాలుతుంటాయి, కానీ అగ్నిపైన మాత్రం వాలవు.
The ants and mosquitoes fall on every object, but never on the fire.
అదే విధంగానే ఈ మనస్సు సర్వత్రా సంచరిస్తుంది.
Mind moves about all over.
సర్వ విషయములను ఆకర్షిస్తుంది.
It attracts all material objects.
కానీ దైవం వైపున మాత్రము ఇది మనసు నిలవదు.
But mind will never be directed towards God.
ఏ మనసు దైవం వైపున స్థిరంగా నిల్చును అట్టి మనసే నిజమైనటువంటి మనసు.
యు కెన్ కాల్ ఇట్ యాజ్ ద ట్రూ మైండ్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ రిమైన్స్ స్టడీ ఇన్ గాడ్.
కనుక మనస్సును దైవం వైపున నిశ్చలంగా నిర్మలంగా నిస్వార్థంగా ఉపయోగపెట్టుకోవటం ప్రధానమైనటువంటి సాధన.
ద మెయిన్ స్పిరిచువల్ పాత్ ఇట్స్ అబ్జెక్టివ్ లైస్ ఇన్ కీపింగ్ అవర్ మైండ్ స్టడీ ఇన్ గాడ్ సెల్ఫ్లెస్లీ ప్యూర్ అండ్ అన్సలీ.
కనుక మనో నిగ్రహం నిమిత్తమై ఈనాటి సాధనలన్నీ కూడా జరుగుతూ ఉన్నాయి.
వి ఫాలో స్పిరిచువల్ పాత్స్ టు కంట్రోల్ అవర్ మైండ్.
నవవిధ మార్గములు ఎందుకు కూడాను మనస్సు అర్పితమే ప్రధానమైన లక్ష్యము.
In all the nine parts of devotion, the surrender of the mind is important.
Navavidha margamulu yandu ee manasu yokka nigrahame pradhanamaitunna lakshyamu.
Control of the mind is the chief aim in all the nine parts of devotion.
Shravanam,
listening.
Kirtanam,
singing.
Vishnu smaranam,
chanting.
Padasevanam,
service.
Vandanam,
salutation.
Archanam,
worship.
Sneham,
friendship.
Dasyam,
servitude.
Atma nivedanam,
surrender.
Aa nivedana kavali.
That surrender is necessary.
మా మనస్సు అనగా కేవలము ప్రత్యేకమైనటువంటి ఒక సంకల్పంలో మూట కాదు.
మైండ్ ఈజ్ నాట్ మియర్లీ ఎ బండల్ ఆఫ్ థాట్.
ఇది ప్రాకృతమైనటువంటి ఒక ధర్మము.
ఇట్ ఈస్ వరల్డ్లీ.
ఇది ఏమిటి అనిగా వస్త్రం అంటారు మీరు.
ఇఫ్ యూ ఆస్క్ వాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ఇట్ యూ విల్ సే ఇట్స్ ఎ పీస్ ఆఫ్ క్లాత్.
కానీ దిస్ ఈస్ నాట్ పీస్ ఆఫ్ క్లాత్, దిస్ ఈస్ థ్రెడ్.
ఇట్ నాట్ పీస్ ఆఫ్ క్లాత్, ఇట్స్ బండల్ ఆఫ్ థ్రెడ్స్.
దిస్ ఇస్ నాట్ థ్రెడ్, దిస్ ఈస్ కాటన్.
దేర్ నాట్ థ్రెడ్స్ ఎయిదర్, ఇట్స్ కాటన్.
కాటన్ నుంచి థ్రెడ్ కావటము, థ్రెడ్ నుంచి వస్త్రం కావటం.
కాటన్ ఈజ్ మేడ్ ఇన్ టు థ్రెడ్స్ అండ్ థ్రెడ్స్ ఆర్ ఇంటర్ ఓవెన్.
అదే విధంగానే యు ఆర్ నాట్ వన్ పర్సన్.
లైక్ వైజ్ యు ఆర్ నాట్ వన్ పర్సన్
బట్ త్రీ.
బట్ త్రీ.
ది వన్ యూ థింక్ యు ఆర్ ఫిజికల్ బాడీ.
ది వన్ యూ థింక్ యు ఆర్ ఇస్ ద ఫిజికల్ బాడీ.
ది వన్ అదర్స్ థింక్ యు ఆర్ మెంటల్ బాడీ.
ది వన్ అదర్స్ థింక్ యు ఆర్ ఇస్ మెంటల్.
ది వన్ యూ రీలి ఆర్ దట్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ.
The one you really are, that is Atma.
Adiye I.
That is I.
Adiye Brahmamu.
That is Brahman.
Adiye Daivamu.
That is God.
Kalukane Daivamunaku etti peru kuda ledu.
God has no particular name.
Nirgudam, Niranjanam, Sanatanam, Niketanam, Nitya Suddha Buddha Mukta Nirmala Swarupinam.
Divinity is attributeless, formless, pure, unsullied, immortal, ever vigilant, ever brilliant.
ఏదో ఒక ఆకారముగా కల్పించుకొని మానవుడు తృప్తి నిందుతున్నాడు.
We derive satisfaction by assuming a form to God.
కట్టకడబడికి సర్వరూపములు కూడాను ఏకం కావాలి.
Finally, we should reach the state of formlessness.
కనుకనే ఏకం సత్ విప్రా బహుధావదంతి. బ్రాహ్మణులు ఉన్న ఒక్కటినే అనేకంగా వర్ణిస్తూ వచ్చారు.
సో స్కాలర్స్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ నరేటెడ్ ఇన్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ వే ద సేమ్ రియాలిటీ విచ్ ఇస్ వన్.
కేరళ యందు
ఇన్ కేరళ
బలి చక్రవర్తి
ఎంపరర్ బలి
వామనమూర్తికి
టు వామన
మూడు అడుగులు దానం అడిగిన చేయటం వచ్చింది.
హూ గేవ్ ఇన్ చారిటీ ద త్రీ ఫుట్ స్టెప్స్.
బలి చక్రవర్తి గొప్ప రాజు.
Bali is a great emperor.
Mahatyagi.
He is the one who sacrificed.
Parama bhaktudu.
An ardent devotee.
Alanti parama bhaktudu ainatvanti deeniki Vamanamurti chinna vidavadu ayi vachadu.
Vamana asked for a simple thing from this emperor Bali.
Ee chinna roopamunu enduku dharinchadu Vamanudu?
Vamana, why should he come in that war form?
Bichchamadigeetvanti vaadu chinna vaade kaani pedda vaadu kaadu.
The one who asks is small, he cannot be great.
Kalukane Bali Chakravarti goppa maharaju.
Bali is a mighty emperor.
Chakravarti degariki bichchamadukodaniki vachinappudu Narayana Murthy kudanu chinna vaadayadu.
Narayana Murthy, God himself, came in a small form because he came there to beg.
Lakshmi vahinu Lakshmi endi undunnaga anaga pachchi vahana nariki అచ్చి వర్షమందే ఉండగా బిచ్చమెత్తిన ఏడే బిడిపడిక.
విష్ణు హింసెల్ఫ్ హూ హాస్ గాట్ ద బర్డ్ యాజ్ ద చారియట్ అండ్ ద గాడెస్ ఆఫ్ వెల్త్ రైట్ ఆన్ హిస్ చెస్ట్, వై షుడ్ హి ఆస్క్ ఫర్ ఎనీథింగ్.
కనుక భగవంతుడు కూడాను చిన్నవాడికి అయినప్పుడే బిచ్చమెత్తుతూ వచ్చాడు.
గాడ్ ఆల్సో హాస్ టేకెన్ ఎ స్మాల్ డ్వార్ఫ్ ఫామ్ బికాజ్ హి వాంటెడ్ టు బే.
ఆ చిన్నవాని పాదములు మరింత చిన్నవి.
అండ్ వాట్ హి ఆస్క్ ఇస్ స్టిల్ స్మాలర్.
మూడు అడుగులు మాత్రమే అయ్యాడు.
Just he asked for three footsteps.
Kani mullokamulanta sadinchadu.
But yet he could win over all the three worlds.
Shukracharyudu cheppadu.
Shukracharya, preceptor, said.
Bali Chakravarti yokka guru.
He is the preceptor of Bali.
Bali itaru samanyudu kadu.
Bali is not an ordinary one.
Sakshat Narayana Murthy.
He is God himself.
Nee athariki maata ivvaddu.
Don't give a promise.
Daniki Bali Chakravarti cheppadu.
Bali answered this way.
ఇచ్చిన మాటను తప్పను నేను.
I will never withdraw my promise.
మాట తప్పినేని మరినడు అవుతాడా?
If I go back by the promise given, can I be a king? No.
కనుక నేను ఇచ్చాను మాట.
I give the promise.
ఏమైనా సరియే నేను తప్పకిస్తానన్నాడు.
Come what may, I will fulfill my promise.
కనుక భగవంతుని యొక్క వాక్యమునకు అడ్డు తిరిగేటువంటి వ్యక్తిని చాలా తక్కువ.
In fact, there were very few or none who would transcend disobey God's utterances.
వామనుడు అడిగినట్టుగా ఇచ్చాడు మూడు అడుగులు.
Emperor Bali gave three footsteps in response to the request of
Vamana. ఒక్క అడుగు భూలోకమంతా అయిపోయింది.
With one footstep he occupied the whole
earth.
భూర్ భువస్సువః.
ఈ మెటీరియల్ లోకం అంతా కూడాను ఒక పాదములకు చేరిపోయింది.
ది ఎంటైర్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఇస్ ఆక్యుపైడ్ బై జస్ట్ వన్ ఫుట్ స్టెప్.
సువహ
సువహ
భూర్ భువస్వహ
భూర్
భువస్వహ భూమనగా భావముతో కూడినటువంటి యొక్క లోకము.
ద భూవర్ రిఫర్స్ టు ద రెల్మ్ ఆఫ్ థాట్.
అదే మైండ్
దట్స్ ద మైండ్
సువర్ లోకము
సువర్ లోక
అదే ఆత్మతత్వము.
దట్ ఈస్ ద నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ది సెల్ఫ్.
కనుకనే మెటీరియల్ లోకం
one the material
భావలోకము
the realm of thought
ఆత్మలోకము
and that to the
మూడు చేరి ఒక్కటే.
The matter, the thought and ఆత్మ are one.
కనుక భగవంతుని యందు కేవలం అనంతమైన శక్తి కలదు.
God is infinite in his power.
ఇటువంటి శక్తిమయుడైనటువంటి భగవంతునకు ఏది సాధ్యం కాదు.
What is it that's not possible to God who is so powerful?
కేరళ దేశము మహాత్యాగ భూమి.
Kerala is a land of sacrifice.
Bhakti prapattulaku aatapattu.
It is the center of all devotion and steadfastness.
Tyagamanaku puttinillu.
It is the birthplace of sacrifice.
Etti bichagalaina kudanu tanaku tagindanto bichchamistuntadu.
Any needy person would receive the alms that he would ask for. Evadu
ledu ani cheppetuvanti vyakti ledu.
Nobody would deny the alms to anyone who approaches.
Atuvanti punya bhoomi endu
the land of merit.
బలిచక్రవర్తి పుట్టాడు.
దట్ వాజ్ ది బర్త్ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ ఎంపరర్ బలి.
ఈ బలిచక్రవర్తికి
ఫర్ దిస్ బలి
గురువు శుక్రాచార్యుడు.
ద ప్రిసెప్టర్ హ్యాపెన్ టు బి శుక్రాచార్య.
ఈ శుక్రాచార్య గురువాక్య కూడాను మీరి.
ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ హి డిసోబేయ్డ్ హిస్ గురు.
దైవానికి అర్పితం చేశాడు.
హి సరెండర్డ్ హింసెల్ఫ్ టు గాడ్.
దైవానికి అర్పితం చేసినటువంటి వ్యక్తి ఒక్క బలిచక్రవర్తి.
Emperor Bali is the only one who has surrendered
Bhudanamu,
to God.
Godanamu, Annadanamu, Sarvadanamu, Suvarnadanamu, Annidanamlu Chesevarunnaru.
In fact, there are many people who would offer in charity the cows, the food and clothing.
Bali Chakravarti Tanantane Danam Cheskunnadu.
Emperor Bali has surrendered himself to God.
Atti Punya Bhumi Kerala Desham.
Kerala is Punya Bhumi, the land of merit.
Yedo konni కాల ప్రభావం చేత కొన్ని మార్పులు జరగవచ్చునే కాని మొదటి నుండి కూడాను భారతదేశము చాలా వెనకెక్కినటువంటి కేరళ దేశం.
విత్ ది పాసేజ్ ఆఫ్ టైమ్స్ థింగ్స్ మైట్ హావ్ చేంజ్డ్ బట్ యెట్ కేరళ ఈజ్ నోన్ ఫర్ డివోషన్.
అక్కడనే ప్రహ్లాదుడు కూడా పుట్టాడు.
కేరళ ఇస్ ది బర్త్ ప్లేస్ ఆఫ్ ప్రహ్లాద.
ప్రహ్లాదుడు కూడాను తండ్రి ఆజ్ఞను ధిక్కరించాడు.
ప్రహ్లాద ఆల్సో డిసోబేయ్డ్ ది ఫాదర్.
ధిక్కరించి హరికి నేను అర్పితమైపోయాను.
ప్రహ్లాద సరెండర్డ్ హింసెల్ఫ్ టు హరి గాడ్.
వాళ్ళిద్దరు కూడా పుట్టినటువంటిది కూడాను మంచి ప్రదేశము.
దేర్ఫోర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ హైలీ సీక్రెట్.
సిద్ధాశ్రమము అని పేరు.
ఇట్స్ నేమ్ వాజ్ సిద్ధాశ్రమ.
సిద్ధాశ్రమ అనగా అన్ని కూడా సిద్ధింపజేసేటువంటిది.
సిద్ధాశ్రమ మెంట్ ద ల్యాండ్ ఆఫ్ ఫుల్
అన్ని సక్సెస్ చేసేటువంటిది.
ఇట్ వన్ ద సొల్యూషన్.
సంకల్పించినా కానీ అది విజయాన్ని గావించేటువంటిది.
వాట్ ఎవర్ దట్ ఈస్ థాట్ ఆఫ్ అండ్ ప్లాన్ ఫర్.
అందువల్లే విశ్వామిత్రుడు అక్కడికి పోయి తపస్సు చేశాడు.
సో విశ్వామిత్ర డిడ్ పెనెన్స్ దేర్.
ఆ విశ్వామిత్రుడు అక్కడ తపస్సు చేసి
because his penance
siddhaashram anetundi daniki shastram anetundi kirtini deppinchadu.
And he brought a very good name to siddhaashrama, the land of fulfillment.
Kanuka atti siddhaashramu sarva siddhulaku moola kaaranamē.
And it is responsible for all the kinds of divine powers.
Ee kaaranani gurinchukoni Bali Chakravarti kuda akkade puttadu.
That's the reason why Emperor Bali was born there.
Ante kaadu,
not only this,
గొప్ప గొప్ప మహర్షులందరూ కూడా అక్కడే పుట్టారు.
మెనీ సెయింట్స్ లివ్ దేర్.
విశ్వామిత్ర వామన జమదగ్ని వీళ్ళందరూ కూడా కేరళలో ఒకరినే పుట్టారు.
మెనీ ఆఫ్ ది సేజెస్ అండ్ సియర్స్ హ్యాడ్ దిస్ కేరళ యాజ్ దేర్ బర్త్ ప్లేస్.
కొంతమందికి తెలియదు.
బట్ మెనీ పీపుల్ డు నాట్ నో దిస్.
తెలిసిందేటువంటి విశ్వామిత్రుడు.
దే నో ఓన్లీ విశ్వామిత్ర.
కానీ విశ్వామిత్రుడు గొప్ప రాజు.
విశ్వామిత్ర వాజ్ ఎ బిగ్ కింగ్ దెన్.
అతను రాజు అయినప్పటికీ కట్ట కనబడికి సన్యాసాశ్రమం తీసుకుని పోయి,
though he was a king to begin with, he renounced everything.
Vasishtavaru,
he made a renunciant.
Vasishtavaru goppa tyaga bhumiga pominchadu.
And he also followed Vasishta in this land of
Yaga. Adhyatmika margamlo tyagi anipinchukunnadu.
In spiritual parlance, he stood for sacrifice.
Kani nenu kodunu rajayogi kaakoddu brahmayogi kavalani Vishwamitra pattubettadu.
Vishwamitra wanted to be a brahmayogi, brahmarishi, and not rajarishi.
Ee brahmarishi kavadaniki edi kaaranamu?
What is the cause for this title, Brahma?
Deshanni tejinchadame Brahma Rishi karanam.
Because he killed all the ego and hatred, so he could become Brahma.
Vasishtha varu deshanni tejinchadam chetane atan Raja Rishi oka Brahma Rishi ainadu.
Because Vasishtha had no trace of hatred, he is Brahma Rishi.
Kankane Vishwamitra kodunu ee oka krodhamunu jayinchadam chetane Brahma Rishi ayyadu.
As Vishwamitra could win over this anger and hatred, he could become Brahma Rishi.
Yen tyagani sadhinchadu.
Now I could achieve this sacrifice.
ప్రకృతి పరమాత్మలకు అంకితం చేశాను.
I could bring a union between the creation and the creator.
కల్పించాడు.
The hope, holy wedlock.
కల్పించాడు.
Creation, creator, Rama and Sita.
జనక రాజ్యం నుంచి కూడాను తాను అరణ్యానికి వెళ్ళాడు.
Thereafter he has gone into the exile.
కనుకనే అతను వచ్చిన పని ఇదే సిద్ధాశ్రమం.
Siddhashrama is the main center of
his activity. గావించుకున్నాడు.
The fulfillment of all his thought is there.
ఇది ప్రేమనే మూల కారణము.
For all this, love is the main cause.
ప్రేమ స్వరూపులారా,
embodiments of love.
అందరి కూడాను ప్రేమని పెంచుకోండి.
All of you, foster love.
ఎవరిని ద్వేషించకండి.
Don't hate anybody.
నీ ద్వేషిని కూడాను నీ ప్రేమించు.
You love even the one who hates you.
నీపై నీకు వారిపై కోపం ఉన్నా కూడా ఆ కోపాన్ని ప్రేమగా మార్చుకో.
Convert all your anger into love.
అప్పుడే నీవు కూడా గొప్ప మహర్షిగా మారవచ్చు.
Then also you will become maharshi, a sage.
ఏ దేశం వెనుక వచ్చిందా నీ వెంట వచ్చినప్పుడు నమస్కారం చేయి.
Your enemy may come in front of you, still respect him.
ఎవ్వరిని నువ్వు ద్వేషించద్దు.
Don't hate anybody.
ద్వేషం చాలా గొప్పది కాదు.
The hatred is not good.
చాలా చెడ్డది.
It's very bad.
కనుకనే ప్రేమతో వారిని పలకరించు.
To them lovingly.
ప్రేమ ముదిత మనసి కహు రామ 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 శ్రీ రామ 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 దుఃఖనికే నేత రామ
పవగడే దుఃఖ మిటే లేక రామ
అవసముద్ర సుగతనావ ఏక రామ
అవసముద్ర సుగతనావ ఏక రామ
పరమ శాంతి సుఖ నిదాన దివ్య రామ
పరమ శాంతి సుఖ నిదాన దివ్య రామ
నిరాధార కో ఆధార ఏక రామ బంధు సఖ సగటి
రామనా
జనర జీవన ధన ఏక రామ జనర జీవన జన ఏక రామ
జీవన
Sai Ghanashyam, Sai Ghanashyam,
Sai Ghanashyam,
Sai Ghanashyam, Sai Ghanashyam,
Sai Ghanashyam, Sai Ghanashyam,
Radhe Govinda Bhajo, Radhe Gopal Bhajo,
Radhe Govinda Bhajo, Radhe Gopal
Bhajo, Radhe Govinda Bhajo, Radhe Gopal Bhajo,
Radhe Govinda Bhajo, Radhe Gopal Bhajo,
Murli Gopal Bhajo, Sai Ghanashyam.
Oh, my God. Ramachandra Raghava Dayalaye Raghupati Shri Ramachandra Raghupate Shri Ramachandra Raghava Dayanidhe Raghupate Shri Ramachandra Raghava Dayanidhe Pashupate Shri Parvati Shashankara Sadashiva Shankara Sadashiva Madhava Shri Radhikesha Govinda Hare Krishna Madhava Shri Radhikesha Govinda Hare Krishna Raghupate Shri Ramachandra Raghava Dayanidhe Raghupate Shri Ramachandra Raghava Dayanidhe Pashupate Shri Parvati Shashankara Sadashiva Radhikesha Govinda Hare Krishna Madhava Shri Radhikesha Govinda Hare Krishna Raghupate Shri Ramachandra Raghava Dayanidhe
Radhe Govinda Radhe Gopala Sai Radhe Govinda Radhe Gopala Sai Chora,
Om Jai Sadguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Om Jai Sadguru Deva Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana 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 Om Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Satya Narayana Narayana Om Om Jai Sadguru Deva Sukhino bhavantu samasta loka Sukhino bhavantu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki Jai